when we're looking at domestic travel, you know, we said it's going to be up 9% year over year. The cost to travel domestically is actually going to be down 2% year over year. So that's a good indication that inflation is easing and we're starting to see some deals that we might not have seen earlier in the year when the travel demand is really through the roof. And it's kind of speaking overall to a slight slowdown in travel. We're not going back to COVID times by any means, but we're starting to see a little bit of a cooling down in travel demand as we look at the second half of the year. So my advice all year long has been don't wait around for a deal. Book that trip now because you're possibly not going to have that opportunity later on this year just because the demand is so great. But with the demand starting to soften a little bit, that means that my advice is starting to change a little bit too, and that you might start to see some really compelling deals open up later this year. So if you're one of those folks that kind of waits around for the opportunity and you see a great deal and you grab it, that's going to be coming back later in this year. So a little bit of the urgency we might have had to make sure we get those travel plans settled way ahead of time, we can kind of ease up a little bit because I think people are starting to cut back on their spending a little bit when it comes to travel, which is to be expected because travel's really been through the roof for the last couple of years. So it's only time. We're getting to the point where people have gotten those trips out of the way and they're going to take a breather and let their funds kind of replenish for that next trip maybe next year.